I don't know whether the government really understands the political reality at the moment, but my judgment from where I'm sitting is that Bill Shorten is up to his neck in this election. It is disturbing that people don't seem to remember what happened only a couple of years ago. It is disturbing that there doesn't seem to be the kind of focus on debt that there ought to be. But today is going to be a very, very interesting day where, allegedly, Bill Shorten's going to announce a raft of budget cuts. So, in other words, he's going to look at trying to fund the promises. Now, the promises are getting traction with the electorate. I don't understand why, because the only thing we have to do is repair the budget now. We can't go. 10 years ago, Peter Costello announced debt-free. We're now heading this financial year to $500 billion in the space of 10 years. We can't go on like this. And Joe Hockey talked some years ago about age of entitlement, then didn't go on with it. Tony Shepherd has got, there's a commission of audit. Tony Shepherd brought the thing down. He said, we have to have $70 billion of budget cuts by 2020. $70 billion. I could find that, seriously, I could find that comfortably. I mean, just imagine this financial year, if you took the figures as I speak to you today, the extent of loans to university students, tertiary students, five trips around the world, first class, stay at whatever hotel you like, if you could even get close. What's the extent of them? The loans. Your money to tertiary education students. Try $60 billion. We're mad. Well, now listen to this. Both parties are talking about childcare. Bill Shorten is going to increase the childcare rebate from $7,500 to $10,000 per child per year. No means test. No matter what your income. $10,000 for every child. He'll also raise by 15% the up to $208.50 a week per child. This at least is means tested. This is the childcare benefit. For every child, five of them, it's $1,000 a week. Admittedly, you don't get $1,000 a week unless you're on about $45,000 a year. But nonetheless, it's not until families, this is the childcare benefit, not until families with one child in childcare earn $152,000 that the childcare benefit payment cuts out. $152,000 we're paying people childcare. Bill Shorten's increases will add $3 billion to the $7.4 billion a year we already fork out for childcare. The Coalition's childcare policy I find astonishing. They've allocated an extra $3.5 billion to childcare. Under the policy, a single, it is means tested. There'll be a childcare subsidy. It'll replace the benefit and the rebate. So families earning up to $65,710 will receive a subsidy covering 85% of their childcare fees. But even if a family is on $340,000, you will be paying 20% of the childcare fees. Can you believe this? $340,000. Now, government legislation setting this up has been blocked in the Senate. There is talk of fast-tracking the whole deal. The Coalition says its policy is funded by cuts to the Family Tax Benefit Program, which the opposition object to. Labor's promises aren't funded, which is why this statement today is very important. But my God, the age of entitlement, this is borrowed money.